Gingrich's supporters went wild when he walked on stage during a rally held in Cherokee County.
How are you?
During the speech, Gingrich criticized President Obama for his energy policy and says if elected, he believes gas prices can be lowered to $2.50 a gallon.
I want an American energy policy that maximizes the development of American resources so that no American president ever again bows to a Saudi king, period.
Gingrich also asked voters to contribute money to his campaign and do everything in their power to help him win next Tuesday and beyond.
I am convinced if you will help us win the nomination, the American people will insist on a decisive victory this fall. And we will get the country back on track for these young people. But it has to be your campaign with your involvement every day, with you doing the things that matter. If you will do that together, we will, in fact, help the future of our country.
It's a message that resonated with supporters like 43-year-old business leader and Loganville resident Kimberly Hames.
If anybody had any question when they came out here, I know they've got to be voting for Newt. There's no question. There's no question. Now I'm all behind him, and I'm going to do whatever I can till Tuesday to get my friends aboard. So I'm excited.
However, after wins by Mitt Romney in Michigan and Arizona, and Rick Santorum in Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado, Hames knows it won't be easy. But she still believes Gingrich has a good shot.
I think here in Georgia, this is his home state, so I feel pretty confident he can take the vote. I'm hoping that he is our candidate. I really like to see him go up against Obama.
Gingrich currently leads in the polls in Georgia, but trails in several other states. Still, 40-year-old Nelson resident Brent Smith is optimistic that Gingrich will do well on Super Tuesday.
He'll dominate the South completely because this is his stomping ground. And just like up north, where Romney and Santorum have won, that's where they're originally from. So it's natural to win your home area. Plus, Georgia has the most delegates in the South. So if he can win Georgia, which I predict he will, then, I mean, it's all fair game.
Smith says he favors Gingrich because of his experience and his debate skills. And after losing his job in the warehousing industry last July, he also believes Gingrich will help the economy improve. That's why Smith says he plans to work on his behalf.
Whatever it takes to get new in the White House, I'm doing it. I signed up to be a volunteer for him, and, you know, whatever I got to do, because I do not want four more years of Obama, because I'm 40 years old, and my wife and I are trying to have a baby. I don't want my baby growing up in a world where his policies have done nothing but screw it up.
But like many others at the rally, Smith says if Gingrich is unable to clinch the needed victories, he plans to get behind whoever wins the Republican nomination. Michelle Worth, WABE News.